Dr. Steve Salzman, Green Care Medical. You got a question about cannabis, anything, doesn't matter, CBD, creams, anything. He can answer it. Dr. Steve Salzman, well aware of all the research in this area, and it's building all the time, even doing research, he is. 312-981-7200. Dr. Steve, how the heck are you this Friday?
Okay, happy Friday, everybody. Everybody wake up at 4 o'clock in their morning and do the fasted cardio, huh? What are we
supposed to do again, Dr. Steve? Remind us what your mantra is.
We wake up, right, fasted, first thing in the morning. We hydrate, if necessary, medicate, and go, right? Heart rate 80 to 110, 45 minutes to an hour.
I can't make it down.
Thank you.
So get out your seat and jump around.
Every time I come on is my theme music.
Well, it reminds us to jump around, get up in the morning, hydrate, and run around, and just, you know, it has worked. We've heard from so many listeners who say, you know what, that's all I did was what Dr. Steve said, just get up in the morning and on an empty stomach, hydrate, and get out there and do something, and it works. You do it at 4 in the morning. I'm not sure I could do that.
Yeah, well, I wake up at 4 because I have to be in front of the gym at 4:41 because at 4:59, it's time to go in. I'm a little bit anal, as you might imagine.
Yeah, you're an intense guy, Dr. Steve. One of the things we love about you, and you know all kinds of, you have great answers for us, and you're a straight shooter when it comes to cannabis questions. I don't know that everybody feels all that comfortable asking around, and so I think a lot of people ask Dr. Google, and sometimes that works out, and sometimes it doesn't. So if you've got a question about it, 312-981-7200, Dr. Steve will give you his answer. You know, one of the things I want to make sure we get to is some of this research about cannabis and sleep. It's something you always talk about with people coming into your practice, no matter what it's for, that you got to get people to sleep first or their body isn't going to be able to you know, fight what it's dealing with and rebuild.
Right. I mean, this was the crux of our practice. And truth of the matter is that I'm actually putting something together right now that I call the recovery matrix. And in this whole thing starts with sleep, because if you don't fix sleep, then nothing else gets better. You know, and the only reason I found that out, it's not because I'm some great doctor or great surgeon or all my research we're doing. It's none of that. It's I was a patient. I knew what happened. I knew what I had to come back from. You know, there was a tremendous amount of knowledge and power becoming a patient and then having to sort of, you know, work it out myself and then be able to replicate it for other patients. And so, you know, cannabis turns out to be, when it comes to sleep, an absolutely terrific and much safer modality than lots of the other stuff being used. Certainly, I mean, how many horror stories do we hear about Ambien? I woke up and then I almost lit my house on fire. I took a drive somewhere. I don't remember. All of these horrible potential issues arise, especially now most of these people are not only on that, but their sleep is terrible, so they're anxious. And now they're on a benzo. So now they're on their Xanax, and now they're on their sleep meds, and now they still have pain. And here's where it happens. This is the polypharmacy that happens. One medicine becomes 10, becomes 15, and now your chemistry is so messed up, you know, that nothing is right. And this is the sort of the crux of what we did and how we got people better. It just happens to be that CBD and cannabis happen to be a terrific product to use to start the process.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones. 312-981-7200. We'll start with Anthony. Anthony, you're on WGN.
Hello.
Hey, you got a question for Dr. Steve?
Yeah, I'm bone on bone on my right hip, and I want to know to what extent cannabis might help me.
What do you think, Dr.?
So the answer is, obviously, there are people who are going to have issues that potentially will require replacements or surgeries or stuff. However, the reality of what everybody has, bone on bone knee, bone on bone hip, it's the constant inflammation that they have. And what happens is that it's bone on bone, and then everything gets pissed, and then you walk around on it, and then it gets angrier, and all that stuff goes in there. And all of a sudden, that inflammatory process heats up, and then the brain, you know, says it's in pain, and this is how it all starts. The good news, however, is that products like CBD, correctly dosed, can cause a tremendous anti-inflammatory reaction, like Motrin on steroids. And so, you know, is that going to fix the problem? No. Bone on bone is a problem, obviously, of time and degeneration. But you might be able to control a significant amount of pain and put off a potential surgery or procedure for longer. Because, you know, you're going to walk on it and you're going to say, well, it's all damaged anyway, so what are you going to do? You know, you're not going to damage it more if it's bone on bone. But if you can control the pain and have it somewhat usable and rehab it with some therapy, you can get a lot more use out of that joint.
Yeah, I'm 82 years old, and I did buy, and I've been trying to avoid the risk of surgery. And I did, for the first time, get a little balm from one of the state dispensaries. It's just been a week.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something real quickly. When it comes to those creams, it's great. Let me just counsel you. With the cream, you want to use probably about a quarter size, and you probably want to use it 4 or 5 times a day, but let's be honest. That's in a local area, and somebody like you should absolutely avoid surgery at all costs just because of the age and the risk, right? So what do you want to do? I would take it systemically, because if you take it orally and allow an appropriate milligram dosage to build up in your body over time, you potentially will trigger a very strong anti-inflammatory reaction, and you'll feel a lot better. So I would absolutely try it. You try everything before surgery. Surgery is the last straw always. Take it from the guy who's a surgeon.
That's right. I was just going to say that, a surgeon at that. Anthony?
Because the risk level is high when you're in your 80s.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I could see why it would be concerning, Anthony. I hope that helps, and I hope Dr. Steve has helped answer your question, Anthony.
Feel better.
For us in the area,
I think we're losing Anthony there. I'm sorry, Anthony. You're breaking up on the line. Let's take Betty's call. Here, Betty, go ahead. You're on WGN. You got a question for Dr. Steve?
Yes, I do. Hi, Dr. Steve. I'm a 76-year-old woman with arthritis, and my hands and feet are really bad, and I don't like to be on a leave or anything like that. I've tried topical stuff, Voltaren and all that. And I've often thought about doing the CBD. I don't do drugs. I don't do any of that. So I was thinking of the gummies, but I don't know.
You're adorable. Listen to me. I'm telling you I can help you. Just hear me out for a second. I'm going to tell you about the CBD journey that we had. Give me 1 minute, okay? Indulge me. Here's what happened. When my partner George and I started the practice, we just microdosed people, essentially giving them little doses like 2.5 milligrams, 3, maybe 4 times a day. And at tops, they were getting maybe 20 milligrams of CBD. So what happened? Month 1, month 3, month 6, nothing happened. And then all of a sudden, I had an 87-year-old woman show up at my office, and she's rolling her fingers around. And I'm going, she's going to say something. And she goes, you know, Dr. Salzman, my arthritis is better. And we're like, oh. That's the answer. The answer was that we had to let CBD build up, and as it built up over time, you know, patients developed that anti-inflammatory reaction and they started feeling better. But we needed to correctly dose it, and that's part of what our practice sort of went through and continues to go through, is sort of researching. But again, for somebody in your age, you're right. You want to stay away from things like Aleve and stuff. Those medicines will tear up your stomach. They're potentially not well tolerated.
I was in the medical field. I know.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. Come on, Betty. It's your family. God, I mean, then we really got to take care of you.
Betty.
Right. My brother's a big cardiologist. He's retired now. But I don't believe in pills. I never do. I fight it. I don't, like the last resort. Surgery the same way. I'm not for me.
You're looking for something else.
My feet are stiff. My hands are stiff. I have osteoporosis also. I'm on Prolia. But I just want something that might help me out.
Yeah.
Listen, given all the medicines that you've tried, I can tell you two things right out of the gate. One, CBD probably is the safest of anything you've done. And number two, in all of my experience, right, I'm a trauma surgeon, right? I have clearly seen every medicine at work with pain, and I have never seen a stronger anti-inflammatory drug than CBD. Never. Wow. Not anything we've ever used. So absolutely worth trying it.
Betty, good luck with it. We got to pause for just a second here, and you are adorable. What a sweet thing to say. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Dr. Steve Salzman, we're going to take more of your calls coming up here on WGN. The number is 312-981-7200. More in a moment. Sue, happy Friday. You're on WGN.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I'm just wondering how the CBD works if the THC component isn't there.
So, first of all, there's a little bit of THC in the full-spectrum products. There's a specific legal amount they can have, a 0.3%, very small amount, but it is in there. And that's the difference between sort of, you know, the broad spectrum and full spectrum. Our broad spectrum has some of the molecules, and then full spectrum has, so the whole pharmacy of the plant has all the molecules and everything the plant has. And CBD itself works as a very potent anti-inflammatory. You know, I want to sort of get into some of the science next time. I really try not to go into the weeds, quote-unquote, you know, to try to confuse people. But there's an entire endocannabinoid system that's been discovered like 40 or 50 years ago, and it's very clear that the drug acts on specific areas of the body to target and take down inflammation. And that's basically how it works. But there is a tiny little bit of THC in the product, just not enough for someone having any psychoactive effects as a function of its presence.
Okay, and so if I have restless leg syndrome, is it something I would take orally then that would help with that?
Yes. You know, I don't know if you've listened before, but we've had a whole slew of patients, a lot of them with movement disorders, but a lot of older ladies also having terrible restless leg syndrome, and we've had tremendous success with it. If I'm being honest, absolutely, CBD has to be in that sort of regimen. But I think some THC, especially because it's probably happening in the middle of the night, would help too. But we see this all the time. But certainly, you should definitely do some research. And I would definitely, at least, even if you don't want the THC, try CBD on it because, you know, you got nothing to lose. And we've had such great success just using CBD, really without any THC. But again, a lot of these patients really require the THC for a lot of other reasons.
Yeah, I hear you. Thank you for the call, Sue. I hope that helps. We're going to try to get some other folks in here. Jan, you're on WGN. Question for Dr. Steve.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just have a question. My 91-year-old mother has shingles on her head, extremely bad, very painful. I was wondering if there is any of this CBD product, even with the THC, that would help with the pain.
Yeah, so good question. First of all, to tell everybody, shingles is so unbelievably painful. And because of that, even at 91 years old, patients might require, you know, some of that THC component because together with CBD and THC, right, even though it makes her a little high, that's going to help with the pain. But there is no question, even if we don't want to give her THC because we're nervous or about her balance, you know, certainly I would take a CBD. Like, we make this 3,000 milligram, like, full-spectrum CBD, but she needs a pretty good dose of it to try to trigger her body to have an anti-inflammatory reaction to sort of settle everything down because everything is so angry right now, you know, and on her skin, and it's so painful, especially with the lesions. So you got to take, you can't put any cream on that stuff, and you're going to have to take it probably orally. But yeah, absolutely, it's worth a shot. It's because it'll be very well tolerated. But certainly, if she's miserable and that CBD alone is taking the edge off, but it's not 100% cutting it, absolutely, THC added into the mix can be tremendous. Listen, we have cancer patients, right? We are able to give patients narcotic level relief without ever having to give them a narcotic. So absolutely, it's possible to control pain with CBD. And if that doesn't work, adding all the, you know, the THC and sort of the marijuana, other cannabinoids, the other ingredients and components into it.
Jan, I hope that helps. My husband had a horrible case of that, and it is extremely, extremely painful. So I hope your mom is okay.
So giving her a little gummy isn't going to hurt her, huh?
Oh,
right.
Oh my goodness, no. Oh my God. Yes, please God. Yesterday.
Thank you, Jan.
Okay,
enjoy
great.
The
Thank
weekend.
You.
Best to your mom
you
too.
Too.
Dr. Steve,
bye-bye.
We're out of time and the phone lines have lit up, so we'll have to revisit this conversation. There's lots more to talk about. There always is a lot of questions about this. So, you know, hey, thank you. You're helping a lot of people. You always do when you come on.
No, we love it. We're you know, George and I love what we do, and you know, we built our practice. And we're totally available, you know, to help people. And, you know, I'm glad we were also able to put together a product line that patients can try, afford, and see if it works for them. So, yeah, listen, I'll see everybody next week. Have a good weekend.